You got the awards show tomorrow, the Lunch in the Great HIA. They do it every year as I lose my voice, but I will compose myself because we got some great folks with us today. And we got Terry Alessi-Maselli, the fine president and CEO, HIALI. Adam Holzer is with us. He is the founder and the master connector of Connections for Hire. He is indeed the master connector. Mr. Holzer is. Also, I believe Michael Chambers with us, co-owner of Central Business Systems. I don't know if we have Sean Infante with us. He is the co-owner, but we have all on the line right now. We mentioned to you the great presentation, the 26th Annual Business Achievement Awards, and it really recognizes excellence, folks, in Long Island business that is happening tomorrow. You got some virtual networking to take place. We'll tell you about from 11 to 11:45. The program itself at 12 noon. And we welcome all to the airwaves of LI News Radio. Congratulations to all.
Good morning, Jay.
Terry, how are you? Good to have you.
Good. How are you? How are you?
Great. Good to have you. Did I get it right? Do we have Adam and we have Michael, correct?
So you have Sean Infante on the phone from Central Business right now.
Okay, so that takes place with Mr. Chambers, I would assume. But that's fine. All is good. Welcome to all. Terry, great job in preparation. We'll start with you. We had you on last week regarding a couple of finalists. It is a great event. We love this event. We love to have gone to it live every year, a little virtual sense, a little different. Just give the folks an idea what it's all about. A little bit different this year in a virtual sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, Jay, as you know, I mean, you're with us every year. You're a very valued partner. So it's our 26th annual. It's tomorrow, as you said, September 29th. And, you know, these finalists amaze me year after year after year because they have a lot in common. Very, very different companies. And you and I have spoken about it before. But they really continuously tout their good people that they have in place. And this year, you know, we really focused on their ability to be able to pivot and to really do some things dramatically differently from an innovation process, you know, as it relates to this pandemic. So you'll hear a lot of inspiration tomorrow. You know, we can't wait to get back to live events. We really can't, just to shake hands and to hug people and to make a connection. But we made a conscious effort, obviously, this year to be socially responsible. So it will be virtual, and we have some tricks, as we do every year, up our sleeve. So we're very excited about it.
Yeah, and you do a great job. Awards to be given. Again, you got the virtual networking for 45 minutes before the actual program takes place at noon. Tomorrow, you got the categories. You know, you have industry leadership. You have industry partnership award. You have the small business, not-for-profit finalists, large business finalists, rookie of the year of finalists. They do such a great job. Central Business Systems, we told you about, and everything else is happening there. Great stuff overall. Let's get to Mr. Infante, the co-owner, and we welcome Sean to the airwaves first time. Sean, how are you? Welcome aboard. Congratulations, co-owner of Central Business Systems, along with Mr. Chambers. Michael, give us an idea. Give the audience an idea what you're all about there.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Central Business Systems, we're probably the oldest technology company, if you will. A company was founded by my grandfather back in 1948. And like I said, we've been providing office equipment services and now technology services to the Long Island marketplace forever. You know, listen, we've been members of the HIA, and I can't talk enough about what a wonderful organization they are and everything that they do for the Long Island marketplace. And you know, this year, especially like Terry said, and we all know with the COVID thing, just to be able to pivot and make changes and really put this event on that they do every year and make it work the way that they're going to do. Like I said, it's just a great organization, and we're honored to be part of it, and we're honored to be considered for this award.
Well, a big congratulations, well-deserving, as is Mr. Holzer, Adam, founder, Master Connector, he is called, Connections for Hire. Yes, he does title himself that, folks, the Master Connector. Adam Holzer, welcome aboard. Congratulations, and tell the audience what you guys are all about.
Thank you very much for asking. Good morning. So Connections for Hire just celebrated its one-year anniversary. I founded the company in September of 2019, and it's been quite a year for a startup. I really want to just give a big shout-out to the HIALI. I've been a member now for going on 3 years, and it's just been an amazing experience and journey through being the co-founder of Hype and now being a finalist for the Rookie of the Year. Connections for Hire is an outsourced business development firm. And what we do is we help business owners find strategic connections and alliances to help grow and scale their business. And we really have a strong passion for business development consulting, helping our clients, especially through COVID, with a pivot in their business to make the right strategic connections to be able to keep their business afloat and not just survive, but to thrive through COVID.
Sounds fantastic. By the way, for the folks wanting to tune in tomorrow into the Business Achievement Awards, you can head over to the Facebook over at www.facebook.com/HIA.Long Island. You'll see all the festivities. You know, Terry, it seems, you know, both Sean and Adam, you know, the common denominator here, they used the word business a couple of times. That's what it's all about, right? Because, you know, during these tough times and every unprecedented times, it's about businesses that can maintain, hopefully thrive. And once we get out of all of this mess, and we will, well, that's going to be a pretty good achievement in itself. But, you know, the main part of the equation as far as business maintaining and everything else of what the HIA has done over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I need to say, Jay, that I going through this, I've never been more proud of our members and, you know, these companies that have repurposed themselves, for example, to provide personal protection equipment and helped our members with guidance. And, you know, Central Business and Connections for Hire are no exception to that. I mean, Central Business is an organization that is steeped in history. You heard Sean talk about his grandfather. I mean, that's really what Long Island is all about. I mean, Adam with Connections for Hire started his business not knowing, right, at a time when most would say, not a great time to start a business, yet he's extremely successful. So these are two great examples of and why it's so important to celebrate excellence right now, to remind ourselves right now through this pandemic that these businesses are doing outstanding things, despite it all, right? Despite it all, because that's, you know, we're Long Island strong. We've talked about it before, and New York strong, and we have to remember that as we go through this, because, yes, we will get through it, as you said, but it'll be a long haul. It'll be a long haul. So, again, these celebrations, I think, are more important than ever this year for that very reason.
Great point, Terry. And, you know, it's interesting. Adam, Connections for Hire, Rookie of the Year finalist, a year in business, as you state. I mean, who could have ever thunk what we have all gone through? And we'll continue to get through this, no question. But I can't even imagine the thought process going through your mind as far as a startup is concerned and the well-done situation to kind of muddle through these tough times and everything else. That alone, you know, I can't even imagine, Adam, what you were going through at that point.
Are you asking?
Yeah. tell us a little bit about the mindset of everything going on there.
I'll use the word resilience. it was, on top of, keeping a business afloat, you know, from a startup perspective, my wife is now 31 weeks pregnant with our second child. So on top of running a business, having a second one on the way, and entertaining a 2.5-year-old through the journey of COVID has been quite an experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, Sean, even for, a company of your ilk as a small business finalist, you know, you also, you know, trying to maintain and everything else. How many employees you have within?
So we've got about 42 employees right now. And I have to say, you are correct. It's been an interesting time. And again, I'm third generation here at Central Business Systems, you know, but I got to say, you know, I wasn't around obviously for the early days, but I would have to say in three generations, we've never seen anything quite like COVID before. We've been through a lot. We've been through a lot from typewriters right through to copier systems and fax systems, you know, all the new technology and you know, that we provide in terms of all kinds of computer systems and IT systems. But I can't say we've ever come across anything like COVID before. But I will say I agree with Terry 100% that what we've seen out there in the Long Island marketplace is just outstanding. People are coming together, and you know what? We're all finding a way to get it done.
Yeah, and you really have. The 26th Annual Business Achievement Awards, and it really does recognize excellence as far as business is concerned. Tomorrow you have 11:45. You'll have a virtual networking. The program itself at 12 p.m. Terry and the crew just put on an incredible performance every year. I love this stuff when it happens. You know what, Terry? It's not going to be Woodbury, but I'll tell you. The essence of it all will be just like you were there in real time, you know, because there's such an aura over this stuff. And when you have businesses, as you do in these categories, all vying for that coveted award, I mean, that says a lot. And I'll tell you, even more special this year, I think, you know.
Yeah, and you know, we'll have, as we do every year, as I said before, Jay, we'll have some surprises. And actually, the Lieutenant Governor will be, Kathy Hochul will be joining us. So she is not only honored, but she'll be talking a little bit about, again, why it's so important to celebrate success and some of the things that, as we know, the state has been doing to try to get us through and help us through this recovery period. And, again, I agree with you. I mean, you know, now more important than ever, you know, we view an event like this, and we view all of our events, by the way, not just as an event, but, you know, an ability to be able to really communicate not only the HIALI mission, but the mission of these organizations, right? So, and again, celebrate, as I said before, their success and, you know, move this forward. So, you know, what's been interesting through this process, Jay, this year is that I was not quite sure going into it that the businesses that are both finalists and recipients would be as excited as they would have been if we were going live. And they're more excited. I think they're more excited because, again, they went through COVID. Our minds have shifted, right? We're thinking dramatically differently than we might have pre-COVID. So they're really that gracious. So it's a wonderful thing to see. Wonderful thing to see.
And the Lieutenant Governor, who we've had on several times, she is so active on Long Island and very much in tune with what happens in our neck of the woods, you know? She's a Western New York gal. But she is all over the place. But she has a lot of focus as far as what happens here on the island. You get that same type of deal?
I do. I mean, she's working with us in terms of some of the great things that we're doing, as you know, for the Long Island Innovation Park at Hop Hog. So, you know, she's done a lot for women. She's done a lot for families. And she really looks at this park as an opportunity to move forward that initiative of workforce training, as you know. We're working right now on the real possibility of having a workforce training center here. When we just got past the creation of a mixed-use overlay for apartments. So we had a press conference on Friday. And, you know, one of the things that came out of the study that we did is that, you know, young professionals need a place to live, to work, to play, as we know, right? We talk about Patchogue and we talk about Ronkonkoma. So this park really affords young professionals the opportunity to do that. So the Lieutenant Governor is very keen on what we're doing, and she really is a big, big support system for us, definitely.
Fantastic stuff. By the way, there could be a couple of sponsorships still available. You could visit the site www.hia-li.org. Or you can call 631-543-5355. Not only this, but I'll tell you, there's another big HIA situation looming large. A kind of a two-day event, Terry. I can't wait for that one on the 7th and 8th of October. It is becoming fast and furious as far as getting to that date. Just tell the folks a little bit of a preview of what they can expect. That's always a great time over there.
Yeah, so this will be our annual trade show. It will be the first time it's virtual. It will be 2 days. It'll start at 9 in the morning on October 7th and run through straight through till midnight on October 8th. And the interesting part about it is people will have the opportunity when they log in virtually to actually make immediate appointments with the exhibit booths as well as do live chats. So, you know, I'm really proud because we are one of the first that have worked with an organization to create this template. So now that we have other Long Island businesses that are reaching out and saying, gee, we're thinking of doing something virtual. Can we use that type of template? So we're helping them as a result. But we have, I think as of Friday, we had several thousand people already pre-registered just to literally walk the virtual exhibit floor. So the value to that, Jay, is that, as you know, when we were at Suffolk Community College, which was great, we had about 4,500 people physically walking the floor. We had some people from out of state, but most of them were local. Now that this is virtual, we are getting people from all over, a lot of different types of businesses all over the region, obviously all over Long Island. So it'll be very interesting to watch. We have some real progressive executive programming that we'll be doing again. We'll be talking about Long Island development in terms of the Ronkonkoma Hub, in terms of the park, and, you know, many developers talking about that. And we'll have Coach Dana, who is somebody who was a coach for the New York Yankees, will be talking on the second day. So we'll have just as much programming as we would have had if we were live.
Fantastic stuff. You know, Sean Cohen, our Central Business Systems finalist, ladies and gentlemen, in the small business category. You know, Terry says, you know, with regarding the park and everything else, there's going to be some speakers, Sean. And I said this earlier, you know, you get through this, you get through anything. The park itself is so special, even more so. You know, I'm just wondering, as you kind of make your drive in and around and you see some of the businesses there and everything else and the stories that are being shared, I think probably you might look back on these times and that could make one thrive even more. You kind of get that feeling as far as the confines of the area itself, Sean Infante?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, as everybody knows, I mean, the whole Long Island community is a very tight-knit community, the business community as well. You know, again, COVID, I like to think of this as really just kind of like a bump in the road. I mean, listen, it's been challenging, but like I said earlier, I really believe that everybody's going to pull through this. I think a lot of patience. You know, like I said before, everybody's going to have to change the way they look at things. But, you know, I think if everybody sticks together, we will get through this. And, you know, hopefully next year we're back to a normal format again. Again, I can't say enough about the HIA pivoting and handling this the way they are, even through their trade show, which we've been a part of for many, many years with the HIA. You know, turning that into a virtual trade show, it's going to be a different experience, but I think it's going to be a great one.
No question. And Adam, founder and master connector, ladies and gentlemen, we have to call him that. It's in the contract for him to appear this morning on the morning show. Connections for Hire and everything else, you kind of feel the same way. It's not only about the park itself, but, you know, kind of businesses in general. Adam Holter, as far as thriving, getting through this, and only to be better for it down the road. You get that same feel, right?
So one of the things that I promote when I talk about the business professionals I surround myself with is that we're a community, and we need to support one another. We need to be there for one another. It's not just to do business directly, but it's to build relationships. One of the mottos I have in my business is relationships before business. And I'll tell you something, I've reached out to a significant amount of my business relationships throughout this journey of COVID, and majority of them are through the HIA. And I've been very fortunate to build and really, you know, grow the rapport with not just a business professional, but a business professional that's become friends. And you know, I was driving through the park over the weekend, actually, and I was with my father, and I was telling him, you know, just stories about, you know, the HIA and, you know, how this industrial park, the second largest industrial park in the United States, has really been a stepping stone and a strong foundation for me to not just build my personal brand of Adam Holzer, but to build my business brand of Connections for Hire. So to answer your question, it's just amazing how the community of business professionals, including the HIA and all their amazing staff and support, have really come together to make this experience, you know, it's obviously a little unconventional, but they've done a great job really supporting their members and the Long Island business community.
Sounds great. We're going to be following your paths tomorrow, gentlemen. We can't wait. www.facebook.com/HIA.Long Island. Follow the festivities of the 26th Annual Business Achievement Awards, ladies and gentlemen. It is upon us. By the way, check out the sponsorship opportunity. There's still some to be had here. Just go to the site, www.hia-li.org. You can make a phone call as well a little bit later, 631-543-5355. Terry, well done again. I will be on that, and we'll be checking it out, maybe for some aftermath as far as the eventual winners and everything else, and certainly preview the big program coming up on the 7th and 8th of October. Can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much, Jay, for your support, really, in highlighting everything. We really appreciate it. Again, more important than ever.
Oh, it's always there for you because you guys, you know, you're just such an important cog in the process. And we'll be following you along, guys. Thanks so much for popping on with us. And a best of luck to all in your categories. How's that?
Thank you very much, Jay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great
day.
Thanks.